he had gone through being part of the foster care system. And it brought up a story that I heard of a young man who was adopted and found out that he was adopted, and he was upset because the people he thought had been his parents weren't really his parents, and he went through all kinds of emotional trauma until one day he and his mom sat down, and his dad sat down with him too, and he said, you know, was talking about how he felt, and they said, oh, you don't seem to understand. Other people get kids, and they're stuck with them. They don't get to choose, but we chose you because we wanted you. And he suddenly realized that two people who could have had anyone for their child chose him. We should feel the same way about God. God could have made just the Jews his children. And then we would be, unless we have Jewish parents, we would be left out of that relationship. But he didn't do that. He could have just made the redheads his children. And then the rest of us, which is most of us, would have been left out. He could have made just the women his children, and us guys would have been out to lunch. But he didn't do that. He made it so that all of us could be his children if we would just accept him as our parent, if we would call on him as our father. And so Paul speaks of calling on God as Abba, Father. But Abba doesn't really just mean father as we would use the word father. It's more like saying dad or daddy or pops or whatever you would affectionately call your father-parent person to let him know how much you love him, how special he is to you, how much you appreciate him being there for you. Because we are God's creation. But he could have left us out of his kingdom. We are God's creation, but we are flawed in our sinfulness and often fall away from his path and do not follow his rules. I mean, how many times have we as children been told that we did not follow the rules? I know I did that many times. I remember being a kid and getting spankings and being in trouble and getting on restriction and having my car taken away and all kinds of mean, nasty things because I was not doing what I was supposed to be doing. I was a little rebellious. Well, maybe more than a little. And so I appreciate it when I see people struggling with that. We don't want to change. We want to do what we want to do. We want to go where we want to go. We want to do it in our own time. We want to do it in our own way. We want to see what happens when we do this. And even after they've told you, don't stick your fingers in the light socket, it'll shock you. You go, oh, yeah, really? Oh, yeah, that shocked me, all right. I mean, we're just like that. That's part of being human. You know, we want to see for ourselves sometimes. We want to try it out, even though we've been told, yeah, that's not really a good idea. And sometimes, like the story of the guy who got the tiger by the tail, we find ourselves with something that we don't know what to do that we got a hold of. But God says, you are my children. I am willing to adopt you if you will just accept me as your parent. And I love you so much that even though you are under a sentence of death according to the law, I will send someone who will die for you. And then you may live. What would it be like to be under a sentence of death, to be on death row? I don't know if any of you watch MSNBC, but they've been having a program about people who are in prison. And I'm not talking about folks who go to jail for a few days, a few weeks, or a few months. These folks are in for, you know, long-term sentences, 15, 20 years, sometimes multiple life sentences. Hard time. High security system, high security prison. And imagine being in a situation like that, knowing that you are going to be locked up for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years, and having somebody come along, or even on death row, having somebody come along and say, You need to let him out. I'll do his time. You need to let him out. I take full responsibility for his crime. You need to let him out. You need to set him free. You need to set her free. I take full responsibility and will suffer and die for what he or she did. What would you owe that person? How could you repay that gift? How could you give back to someone who was willing to take on your crime, to take on your sentence, to take on your time, to die for you? How could you give back to them? There's no way. There's no way that we can pay back the gift of God. We don't have enough in a lifetime to pay back that gift. But there is one thing we can do. We can pay it forward instead of paying it back. That is, we can give to those we meet the information, the excitement, the hope, the joy, the peace that comes from knowing that someone loves us enough to die for us, loves us enough to care for us. And when we do that, we share that Spirit of God that comes into us when we accept God as our Father. See, when we get adopted, we cease to be who we were. We are not the person that we were before. Now we're part of a whole new family. And being part of a whole new family opens up whole new possibilities, whole new avenues of opportunity, whole new ways of being. We take on a different name. We become a different person. And that's what God asks of us, to accept His Spirit into us, to become Him, His person, part of His family, to take on that spirit of love and joy and change, to be willing to struggle with the old person that we were and try and become the new person that we can be. No longer a slave to sin and death, no longer a slave to earthly things, no longer a slave to addiction or anger or bitterness or any of that. We have the opportunity to become something different. But it's not automatic. Just like adoption can be reversed, adoption requires that the person being adopted want to be there, that the person being adopted wants to be part of that family, that the person being adopted wants to change who they are and become a new person. That's what he asked of us. And so when we take our communion today, when we share with each other and people around the world that meal of bread and wine, that body and blood of Christ, we are putting Him into ourselves. We are making Him part of us. We are accepting Him and His gift, His sacrifice, His willingness to die for us, and promising to live for Him. We are becoming a new person. We are filling ourselves with a new spirit. We are filling ourselves with that which allows us the power and gives us the opportunity to change, to overcome the old, the painful, the angry, the sad, the worry, all that stuff that if we were still here being earthly beings only, we would be chained to. But now our spirit has wings, wings full of greater things. Amen.